Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago on this show, and it's in the New York Times, it's everywhere, NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, establishes martial law in this country. And now you're hearing, oh, TSA is going to be on your streets. The Army is. None of this has to do with some, quote, Al-Qaeda threat, which is as phony as a $3 bill anyways. It's all aimed at us. It's always been aimed at us by the crooks that took over the country, Ponzi scheme operators, and have gotten us to sign on as their slaves. Now, Dr. Doug Rocky, we're getting into the decision we have to make and all the police and military you've trained over the years. And, you know, you said, boy, I'm putting my life on the line saying this. Obviously, you know a lot of classified stuff, but so much of this is now out in the open. When you talk to police and military, from what I've seen, they're really starting to wake up. They're like, wow, I always heard this, but now it's true. Are you seeing an awakening happening? I mean, how can they abuse their own enforcers like this and think they're going to get away with it and have some new crop of kids to deal with the old guys? It's not going to work.
Well, it's not, because people are waking up. I mean, go to the Army Times website right now. The military has announced they're going to monitor all communications with individuals in the military. So your emails, your letters, they're just going to automatically monitor it. Now, their reason is, well, we don't want classified information to get out. Let me tell you, I never have, I never will, and I'm not going to discuss classified information outside of my combat operations center. I don't have to. I won't do it. It's wrong. But what they're doing right now is they don't want any discussion or debate about what we're doing or how we're doing it that affect men, women, and children. When there's no viable threat. If we have a viable threat, baby, I'm going to be the first one, because once in the military, I've always been in the military. And Jesus Christ, I've only 18 years out of my over 60 years of my life that I haven't been in the military. You know, you're always going to do it. So the whole thing comes on down to it. What is right and what is wrong, and what shall we do under a nation of God, according to our Constitution, according to our Bill of Rights, according to what we did establish many, many years ago, but we have forgotten what is right because of the economic gain. I mean, that's what it's about. So when somebody says, well, we got to attack this nation, just like Libya or Yemen or, you know, all the other ones, or Iraq, Afghanistan, do they pose any threat to us? No, they never have, never will.
Well, what about how they're publicly using Al-Qaeda to overthrow the countries?
Well, Al-Qaeda has been, you know, kind of like, it was one of ours originally, you know, and have to understand how all that came about. As a consequence of Desert Storm and what we had done in disrupting and trying to take over all their nations and control everything, Al-Qaeda was a response, and Bin Laden was a response to what we had done in their nations to disrupt their way of life, to take over everything. So it's, again, we triggered this. Now, they're pissed off, and they have no other way to counter. But do they have, does Al-Qaeda or anybody have, other than a minor skirmish here or something, have any way to suspend our Bill of Rights? Or suspend our presidency, overthrow our White House? Absolutely not. Not now. Never could. Never will. And as long as we have our Second Amendment rights and we have our freedom of speech and everything else where we speak up and do what's right, according to law and according to our Constitution, nobody can ever suspend our government and our rights. But right now, from within, just like was said years and years ago in that famous speech, we ain't going to do it from outside. We're going to do it from inside. And that's what's happening. This scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, that's how every country or empire falls, is traitors within. It was Cicero. We can pull up his quote after the break if you guys can find the Cicero quote. You can pull it up under Cicero. The traitor is the plague. That'll pull it up. He said, the enemy that comes with their flag openly is not the threat. It's the traitor within who talks like us, dresses like us. They are the plague.
It's dollars, 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 dollars. That's what's driving the world today. And the thing that's horrific, I mean, every day I go out and I see all these guys, support the troops, there's a flag wave. And you got the American Legion down here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign collecting money. I went up to them and said, can you help us get to our appointments at the hospital 30 miles away? No. Can you help us get medical care?
Yeah, no, it's all just a beer drinking club. Stay there. I'm sorry about the break. Long segment coming up. Let's start back there, what they've done to people exposed to DU. And other people thinking about joining the military, what you're going to face, the pin cushioning of the testing of the vaccines, the DU, all of it. This empire doesn't care about you. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronstrommel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to premiere here for radio listeners and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a 15-minute special report that we've been working on all week, Aaron Dykes and I, dealing with eugenics, bisphenol A, other chemicals purposefully designed into our society to reduce our fertility and to increase cancer and to confuse the gender. And we happen to have dug up the UN Planned Parenthood documents on it. This is devastating information. So that's coming up. Because there's a method to the madness. Yes, the ruling elite are insane, like Hitler. He was just an extension of eugenicist. But there's blowback even on them. The truth is they're just psychopaths that love to hurt people. And they've created a cosmology around which the scientific system basically executes this through compartmentalization. But now things are not compartmentalized. Dr. Doug Rocky, during the break, was getting into the fact that this empire, this republic, is not going to fall from without but from within. Well, let's continue with how they treat people from DU poisoning and from your research, how much it's proliferating in its use, Dr. Rocky, because people claim all day, you were mentioning as we went to break, the troops, everybody's like, oh, we love the troops, and oh, there was a casket of a guy killed by a Air Force MP killed by a improvised explosive device in Iraq, and his buddy, another MP captain, was on the plane, and we were told to wait while he got off, and then everybody stood up in the plane, and old ladies were saluting as the Boston police picked up the casket and we all waited for 20 minutes till we got off and people were crying, but it was almost like it was eating popcorn or something. It was entertainment. It was all just some new emotional thrill to live vicariously through the dead hero. I mean, how about you actually don't put them in fraudulent wars? How about you for opium or for weapons sales or no-bid contracts? How about you actually give them treatment? How about you don't have them use DU? So, oh, but see, they don't want that actual casualty number where they die right there. They'd rather you die in 15, 20 years after decades of torturous pain and deformed children. It's creeping death. It's slow-motion genocide. Dr. Rocky, you were talking about going to local veterans groups and saying, okay, help our dead and dying soldiers. And they said, take a flying leap into the ocean, pal. We just want some cash off well-meaning, gullible citizens. Break it down.
Well, let's talk about reality casualty. Now, you have these reports, and you've had them. You've updated it. You can post it. Here is the real casualties as of October of this year. 107,256 individuals have infectious and parasitic diseases. 9,367 individuals with malignant cancer. 44,290 with benign cancers. 220,268 individuals with diseases of the endocrine nutritional metabolic system. 24,894 cases of leukemia. 367,749 with PTSD. 310,360 individuals with serious neurological problems. 147,267 individuals with cardiac problems. 182,783 individuals with serious respiratory problems. 450 individuals with digestive problems. 102,661 with serious general unitary. 147,617 individuals with serious rashes. 396,552 of us with serious musculoskeletal problems. 359,998 of us with serious ill-defined conditions, and 200,846 with serious poisonings. That is the reality of casualties just from OIF and OEF. Now, the numbers for Desert Storm mirrored, the percentages mirrored exactly the same. That is the real casualty numbers from the nonsense over no threat to the United States, but the real casualties, and the guys cannot get prompt and optimal medical care. And the problem is there really is no real good medical care to resolve these serious confirmed medical problems. That's the reality is, and nobody wants to discuss it. There's not a mention on the mainstream media. There's not a mention in the newspaper or magazine about the real numbers of casualties, delayed and died medical care, or the fact that there is no effective medical care to treat these people.
Well, doctor, and again, this is one of the biggest cover-ups obviously ever, and you've been tireless exposing it. And how many surgeries have you had yourself to stay alive because of this?
Well, I was on active duty as the director of the depleted uranium project doing the research for the Army with DU. I had 20 kidney surgeries as the time I was director. They're saying, how are you doing the research and serving as director when you're so sick you're in and out of the hospital and surgery after surgery? When we were out in the Nevada test site blowing the stuff up to confirm the procedures and other things to write the Army regulations, I was literally passing blood. And I was having respiratory problems. And the rest of our team was. And everybody's going, my God, the Department of Energy scientists are out there going, what's wrong with you guys? You guys should be in the hospital, in an intensive care unit. And you're in the field to figure out how do you protect and clean it all up. And we learned you can't do it, and you can't use it.
So the chicken neck bankers, the little Ivy League punks, send the troops off with a weapon that they know is a death sentence, and then they sell their new wars and their tyranny as if the troops want it. Oh, don't end the wars. The troops want to keep them going. And it's all pure bull. And they call Ron Paul insane for not wanting new wars.
They don't provide the information to the troops. And, I mean, you have to understand, Christmas, okay? You know, I have been dealing with Christmas, a horrific thing now, since 1967. Okay, because I went on active duty in December 1967, and I was down at Lackland Air Force Base when you had the meningitis outbreak in 67, in December 67. I saw people die from meningitis. But all this happened and everything else. And so what happens, I had five calls over Christmas, from Christmas Eve. From Christmas Eve through Christmas, five calls for screams for help. Because over the holidays, all of the problems are intensified. Now, I can't solve these problems. All I can do is provide information. I can call the VA, call the Department of Defense. I can talk to my friends in Washington and say, take care of them, take care of them, take care of them. But when they refuse to do so, and they know they're required to do so because they don't care, because they can't admit what we have done to the American sons and daughters of warriors we sent.
That's right. I remember the congressional hearings in the mid-90s where it would show the Marine captain, you know, photos before totally healthy and the DEU killing him and the guy in a wheelchair and then dying a few months later. And it's not patriotic, according to the bankers, to actually care about the troops. Now, before we went to break, I want you to talk about this. Talk about the groups you've gone to try to help you help dead and dying troops and get them to the hospital and stuff, and what the so-called veterans groups tell you.
They don't even want to hear it. I mean, the American Legion and VFW won't post the information. They won't post the casualty data. They won't post the medical directives. They won't post the mandatory post-deployment physical assessment form that is supposed to be filled out by every troop when they're deployed and come back. And sometimes they do it, and most of the time they're not. And we know they're disappearing in the official files. They won't help us. I can't even get the local American Legion to transport guys with no legs 30 miles.
No, they just, most of them want to go get drunk and watch UFC and talk about how they love killing Arabs all day. And then you're like, hey, let's help guys with no legs. And they're like, eh. But I guarantee you their cars have got American flag and veteran stickers all over them.
Well, they always do, you know, it never ends. You know, so all these veterans organizations, all you have to do, go to any of these organizations that are demanding money. Okay, is the medical directive up there mandating medical care for DU? Is the Army pamphlet up there confirming all of the physiological effects and the medical care required for all the burn pit exposures? Is the stuff up there on immunizations? Is the stuff up there that confirms all the health effects?
Doc, the New York Post this year, when Congress was trying to get medical care for people with asbestos poisoning, that all the major scientists said, yeah, we CAT scan their lungs. The police, the military, the firefighters, they've all got it. The New York Post and others called the veterans of 9/11 ambulance chasers. And I've met these guys where before they'll give a speech, and then a lot of them die. Guys I've met in New York, cops and people, are coughing blood up and are on respirators, mobile mask of oxygen. And then the news calls them scum because they're dying. I mean, this is evil.
You know, the guys, this brings it home, and you're bringing it home to where I'm all ready to cry. Back in the 90s, the United States Army directed me to put together a chemical biological counterterrorism program for the New York Police and Fire Department Emergency Services Unit. The Emergency Police and Fire Department Service Unit that went into the World Trade Center were my friends. They were my students. We had directed them to do what we call reverse triage. In other words, move those that are mobile out first out of that building and leave the others to come back. And those people died. And my friends died. My police and fire that I trained died in that building trying to do the rescues. My best friend, I mean, again, another real good friend of J.C. Ventura's, Willie Rodriguez. You know Willie.
Sure.
I mean, Willie is, God bless. I mean, he's a real American hero. He's the last man out of there alive. You know, and him and I, you know, we talk all the time and we cry and the tears. And then we saw in the paper the other day, they're giving a take it or leave it to the heroes, the police and the fire of 911, the people in the building that are all sick and dying.
10 years later, they can't even get medical treatment, and then the New York Post and others call them ambulance chasers when they're on record dying.
Yeah, it's no question, because when that happened that day, I mean, we called up there immediately up to them. I called and said, you need to do this, this, and this. This is what we told you. This is the requirements. This is medical care needs to be done. This is the decon that needs to be done. You got the requirements, so we gave it to called up there the New York Police and Fire. And they ignored it. We called the Department of Defense. They ignored it. You know, Mikey Kilpatrick and McDermott at the VA, they all totally.
And it turned out the head of the EPA had been told, tell people the air is safe to breathe. They knew it was deadly.
Well, we had a conference at the EPA headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio, a few years afterwards, and all this came out. And I was, they had me in there as a keynote speaker.
Stay there. I want to hear about this in one more segment. Then our big special report's coming up. Again, police, military, the criminals running this country hate America, hate our freedom. And yes, they're on record creating Al Qaeda. The bad guys are in control. They've hijacked the nation, and they.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Things are only going to get crazier. We're going to finish up with Dr. Doug Rocky, a real patriot and a great American who's helped so many countless thousands of people, finishing up with the 9/11 first responders. We're going to come back with a special report, but here's that quote from Cicero back during the takeover of Julius Caesar. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. That's Marcus Tullius Cicero, ancient Roman lawyer, writer, scholar, orator, statesman, philosopher. Going back to Doug Rocky in the few minutes we have left, Doc, that's the point you were making earlier. But you were getting into being the keynote speaker up there as the cover-up of the deadly dust came out. Please continue.
What had happened, there was a conference call at the EPA Center, looking at health and environmental effects and all this stuff, at Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, we went through so many closed doors and locked doors. We get into the conference room, and there was a total discussion about all the known, all the documented evidence from the EPA that they had found immediately about the horrible health and environmental consequences of both all of the explosives and DU and everything used at the World Trade Center on 9/11 and the same thing at the Pentagon, and how they had known from immediately what the problems were. Again, we called them, but they knew already. And that the EPA chief, Christine, I remember her last name, was ordered to lie, cheat, and steal to cover it all up. I mean, it wasn't box cutters that caused all the health and environmental effects up there. It was explosives. There's no two ways about it. The same explosives we used all over the military operations. And the same effects on everybody. So when you look at what happened with the explosions, World Trade Center, before your aircraft hit, it was all set up and it continued on. And the same thing at the Pentagon. There was absolutely, I mean, when you look at the Pentagon Building Performance Report and you really study it and look at the photos and look at the video and then read their statements, you realize none of it happened. And so what we have is a horrible health and environmental effects, and the people in both the World Trade Center and the Pentagon to this day, my friends, can't get medical care. They can't get medical care. And what was in the newspaper the other day, they were told, you take it or leave it. You got your last option. Now it's been 10 years. That's how we treat those. And the way we treat our military personnel with a million casualties is horrific. And the flag wavers are out there. You know, most people, they want a six-pack of beer and watch a ball game. That, for them, is what it is, because they have to take action. They have to do something. They have to help somebody. They have to make a commitment that will disrupt their way of life and maybe affect their income and affect their health. But, you know, some of us have to do what's right. It's sort of like Cy Hirsch. We did a book against many book years ago dealing with all the health and environmental effects of Operation Desert Storm, what's known as Gulf War illness. And the title of the book that Cy came up with, Against All Enemies. Many of us took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Well, all these scum for power and money that will do anything and will sell out their own mother for a stick of bubblegum. They are destroying our society. And all these people that are demonizing Ron Paul and lying about him, all these people trying to keep folks in the dark, all these people trying to prop up this evil. When this is all defeated, I'm going to do my best, if I'm still around, to make sure they're brought to justice.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Alex Jones.
Well, we're going to bring them to justice. Those that use the DU, those that authorized it,
Orange.
Monsanto. The people that have set the system up, they are not going to get away with it. They're going to be tried by juries, and they're going to be punished. Dr. Doug Rocky, thank you so much. We've only got about 30 seconds left. What's the best website for folks to research the DU documents? I mean, we've posted some of them, but what's the best?
Well, Beyond Treason, all the stuff with the Power Hour is there. Gary Knoll's done the work. Your website is there. The Sonny Miller's grassrootspeace.org website. I mean, it's out there. The information's out there. People don't want to look, and they don't want to know. And when they go, they don't want to act on what they have learned.
Yeah, parents who are sending your children to the military or whatever, you better look into this. Dr. Doug Rocky, let me say bye to you on the break. We have a special report coming up that gets into the nature of evil. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're getting to this big piece on bisphenol A and other chemicals being added to the food, water, and the everyday items to infect the population, give you cancer, develop cancer, and sterilize you, change your sexual proclivity. The changes in the endocrine system with endocrine disruptors. It's all on record. We're going to show you these groundbreaking documents here in a moment. It's going to premiere here on the radio, and it'll be posted in the next few hours to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com under the title, The Biggest Secret Slow Motion Genocide. Maybe I should just name it, Proof the Government is Poisoning the Population by Design. It'll be up at InfoWars.com. I haven't figured out the exact title yet. Briefly, I've done 2.5 hours of not plugged books, videos, anything. You fund our news operation, the nightly news, everything we do by being PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've got the 15-day free trial for a year or a month up there right now. So sign up and try it out for free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get tonight's nightly news and all the guests and all the information, the archive of the daily radio show. In higher quality, all my films, expanded extras, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're running until the end of the year. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD for 70%+ off, $99.95 instead of $360. And your purchase of the films makes this show possible. But more importantly, You can then give it to friends and family and neighbors and wake up a lot of people, because that is quite a stack of key videos. Also, the new Oklahoma City film, Noble Lie, exposing that as a Clinton operation, because they're gearing up for some new ones to blame it on domestic groups. Get Noble Lie. All of it available at Infowars.com. And we couldn't have done all of this without you, so think about continually supporting us and spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, everything. Now, here it is, the report that we've been working on for a week. I'll get into future reports expanding on this tonight on the TV show, SV40, cancer and polio vaccines. I'm only covering a few issues here. It's much, much worse than I can even describe to you. Here is the special report. Get it out to everybody.
We are under chemical and biological attack. A scientific dictatorship sought to not only overthrow nation states, but to destroy the family and the human species itself. All of us are under attack. The global technocrats launch their assaults through covert means, through our water and food supplies, as well as household items, food packaging, prescription and over-the-counter drugs. All of these systems used to deliver their covert Trojan horse payloads of control. If we are unsuccessful in stopping these technocratic madmen, humanity as we know it is a thing of the past. The report that you are about to see documents this horrific fact in detail. What you do with the information is up to you. You have been warned. The information that you are about to see and hear is some of the most important info that you will ever witness in your life. I can say that unequivocally. And I am begging you, for the sake of you and your family and for our human family, to please take notes, to check the different documents and news articles that we're going to show you here today, and prove to yourself that we're telling you the truth. In fact, we're only scratching the surface. There is a private global corporate government now operating in the open that is based on the quack science of eugenics. And to put that in a pop culture context, or something the general public will understand, Hitler was a eugenicist. And he got his ideas from scientists in England and the United States. Now, the robber barons, like the Rockefellers, that funded Hitler early on in the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, still control this nation and much of the world today. And the entire development of modern sciences through large tax-free foundations and government funding and DARPA that President Eisenhower warned us about has been in the direction of basically creating an artificial habitat, an artificial system where the scientific dictators, or the technocrats as they call themselves, play God over us and manipulate us. They see us as lab rats, as guinea pigs. Now, in the last decade, I've talked a lot about eugenics, really for more than 16 years on air, but intensely for 10 years or more. And in the different documents that we're going to show you here, we found the UN documents, the Planned Parenthood documents, the World Population Organization documents, where they openly discussed breaking up the family, getting rid of the, quote, arcane institution, so they could have their international collectivist system, shutting down all competition against the ultra-rich. That is the system that we face as a society. And I'm going to go over some of those documents. But up front, I want to just say this. The system is scared to death of this information. 3 years ago, they had a bunch of different George Soros-affiliated, Democratic Party-affiliated groups come out against me and really simplify straw man that they'd built, and go after me by saying, Alex Jones says the government is putting chemicals in your food and water to make you gay. What I had actually said was, bisphenol A alone, that's in thousands of plastic products, printer ink, you name it, is lowering male fertility, is a estrogen mimicker, and is feminizing boys and men and hyperfeminizing women, and has been linked in major studies to breast cancer and other cancers. it is devastating our society. And these hormonal disruptors are actually running off into the lakes, streams, and rivers and confusing the sexual reproduction of nutria rats, rodents, fish, turtles, you name it. This is a toxic waste, and it is added to our water. It is added to our food. It is added through the plastics that are in almost everything to our daily lives to reduce our fertility. Now, I want to show you first this document. This is from Planned Parenthood to the president of the Population Council that was tied in with the United Nations. And in it, they break down in 1969 plans to lower population and destroy the family. A, postpone or avoid marriage. B, alter image of ideal family size. Demonize having more than one child. Compulsory education of children. I mean brainwashing. Now listen to this one. Encourage increased homosexuality. Here's another one. Educate for family limitation. Fertility control agents in water supply. And the current White House science czar, John P. Holdren, is on record in multiple books calling for this as well. And I got news for you. It's going on now. You are being forcibly drugged with toxic chemicals. Hundreds of them are added to the water supply, including radioactive isotopes, not just sodium fluoride that gives you a sevenfold increase in cancer. They have gone absolutely ape over the fact that I'm talking about this because it hits at the core of how these scientists are playing God. Okay? This is not saying that people in the Roman times, some of them weren't gay or whatever. This is not about a moral issue. This is about to reduce population, giving men estrogen mimickers so that they're not attracted to women and so they are less fertile or infertile. But on the other side, it's making girls go into puberty at 9, 10 years old, many of them now at 5. I've seen some articles as young as 3. This is all over the Western world. The United States has the highest cancer rates, especially in women and breast cancer. It basically accelerates the aging process to simplify it. It does a bunch of other horrible things as well. It causes deformities in utero, causes more abortions, women to have miscarriages. And that's what this document gets into. It says compulsory abortion for out of wedlock pregnancies, compulsory sterilization of all who have had 2 children. What do you see in China? Our government went over there in the 70s, made a deal with the U.S. government and the U.N. to industrialize China and finance them if they do this. And now I see articles where they have forced abortions, where they're arresting people or taking their property if they have more children than the state says they can have. China is the model of the world. Break out of this matrix. Realize that you live in a controlled society and an artificially constructed civilization that is designed to dehumanize you and strip you of what it is to be a human, taking over our very reproductive process, chemically altering men and women at an early age and even in utero. And what happens when I point this out? How does the establishment, the mainstream media, these corporate dinosaur mercenaries of propaganda, these prostitutes, how do they respond? Same way they've done for years. Last week, there were articles in CBS News, ABC News, you name it, attacking myself and Ron Paul, saying Ron Paul goes on Alex Jones's show, and Alex Jones says the government's putting chemicals in your food and water to make you gay. You see, they know people are reading that, and so they take all this research and they just turn it into, Alex says they want to make you gay, and look, Ron Paul goes on their show. When what I've really shown here is this is being done to reduce fertility, to increase cancer, and to destroy our normal gender roles. You're taking people's choices to have children away. You're taking people's choices to choose their sexual preference away. You know, they spin it and say you're born this way, and certainly there's different variants of it. Some of it is natural, but they're artificially adding chemicals that are making rats be confused about their gender, male and female. You're being chemically altered. Here are the documents. Here's the White House science are calling for adding stuff to the water. And their answer is, oh, Alex doesn't like gay people. That has nothing to do with this. This is about science and being manipulated by a technocracy that's playing God. The Centers for Disease Control has come out after public pressure and after scientific pressure and admitted that what's in the printer ink and the receipt ink and on the money and in thousands of products, TV dinners, you name it, toilet paper that people are touching is an estrogen mimicker and was chosen out of thousands of different varieties to be a chemical in the environment to reduce fertility and to basically turn men into servile creatures. The globalists just want to subdue the population so they can engage in chemical and biological warfare against us. Our water, our food, it's all being manipulated. And it's admitted now that the majority of water supplies in the U.S. have high levels of Prozac, high levels of female hormones, high levels of hundreds and hundreds of other chemicals that are, quote, runoff. The problem is I've seen the major studies. In some cases, this stuff is 200, 300, 400 times higher than it could be from sewage runoff. It's being added to the water. There's a reason the American people and the people of Western Europe will put up with such incredible tyranny. It's because we've been chemically and biologically manipulated. And you find out what it's doing to people. It is mind-boggling. This is a holocaust that's going on. This is an attack on the human species itself. So these eugenicists can bring in their world government. Look at this headline. Bisphenol A now linked to male infertility and gender confusion. Here's another one. Sperm counts continue to plummet, say researchers connected to bisphenol A. Greenpeace finds toxic chemicals in branded clothing. Canned food may expose people to BPA. The little juice box liners. Canada declares BPA toxic, sets stage for more bans. FDA faulted for stance on chemicals in plastics. Here's the good news. A decade ago, when you talked about bisphenol A and other issues similar to it, you were laughed at. That isn't happening now. The Canadian government, different European governments have moved in the last 4 years to have it removed by law. Here in the United States, retailers have come out and advertised that they're bisphenol A free. But the establishment and the eugenicists have struck back. They're now having it added to literally thousands of different products, as I mentioned earlier, even toilet paper, so that it's incredibly hard to avoid this stuff. These nasty little globalist control freaks count on you being lazy, count on you being trusting. They count on you not researching and finding out the full horror of what they're involved in. This is a total takeover of the biosphere of our planet. Just like Monsanto's coming out with seeds, the Terminator seeds that don't reproduce. You've got to go to them each time. There's a new report out, International Journal of Biomedical Sciences, very prestigious. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure. When you read deeper in the study, it's causing massive infertility in all mammal species and within three generations, near total infertility in guinea pigs, rats. There are no human studies. Do you understand? We're already a generation and a half or so into this, and we see fertility plummeting. Within three generations in all mammal species they tested in, 99% infertility and incredible deformities. And now because there's such incredible infertility, the globalists are coming out with the infertility treatments, which they sell at incredible cost to the public. They add things to the water, add things to the food, add things to the packaging chain by design through these global combines, through these agreements. And then when you're sterile, they come back and for millions of dollars, you go to them for these expensive genetic treatments so you can have children, but they're now designer. And the companies can build whatever Trojan horses they want into the back end. And then they will have the high-tech treatments that are able to unlock our genetic code and allow us to reproduce again. Once the world government's in place and all their own UN and Club of Rome documents, they're talking about an 80% world population reduction. That's what their world government is about. That's why the big mega banks that run this system want to destroy the world economy so that everybody is dependent on government. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They want you to be dumbed down and controlled. But if you're aware of the chemical and biological cocktails that are assaulting you, we can fight our way out of this by making choices that limit the amount of exposure we have to this form of warfare. There's a reason all these diseases are increasing, because we are being slow killed. We are being soft killed. We are being murdered by a cocktail of poisons. This is the ultimate revolution. This is the human revolution against the technocratic, psychopathic, control freak elite who are playing God. Warn everyone you know about bisphenol A. It's in almost everything. Clothes, printer ink, packaging. It's everywhere. And retail workers and factory workers that are around this are being devastated by it. Let's reclaim our humanity together. Don't let them use little cliches about, oh, we're bashing gay people, or, oh, we're conspiracy theorists. When these criminals attack us with propaganda, we need to shove the facts right back in their face and say, we see you, we know what you're doing, we've got the facts, and we're not laying down and taking it anymore. Humanity is awakening to the crimes that you, the eugenicist, have been committing against us, and you will be brought to justice. Now the rest is up to you. Get this information out to everyone you know. The ball is in your court. The information you've seen is only a tiny fraction of the accumulated research that InfoWars.com has amassed. It's now up to you to do your own research, to fully awaken, and then begin the task of awakening others. Our species is strong, and we can defeat this tiny group of psychopaths attempting to set themselves up as God.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
For all those that have already been soft killed, slow killed by the globalists, and we've got to turn this around.
We'll rise again.
Truth is much stranger than fiction.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The bankman says he likes me.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
And I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Now, that 15-minute report that you just heard is what this entire broadcast is about. Incredible job by Aaron Dykes. Incredible documentation. If you're a radio listener and heard it, it's powerful. But the video makes it many times more powerful. It's going to go live at InfoWars.com. We just premiered it here. In the next 30 minutes or so, Aaron has been up for over a day. Even though I told him he could have it ready on Friday, he wanted to get it done now. Because once you see this information, you can't sleep. I understand the dedication. If more had that dedication, we'd fix this very quickly. Our problems would be over very, very fast. But because some of us are so lazy, others of us have to put in the full measure. But that is where you find the great dedications, the great challenges of life. They are in the arena. And never let it be said that we are those timid souls who sat on the sidelines while history was taking place. Evil men and tyrants flourish when good men and women do nothing. Well, we're taking action, and you notice we're having an effect. But I think I'm going to name it. But call Aaron back in here. I know he's in there uploading, and I just finally settled on a headline, and I didn't write it down, and I'm now I think the headline I'm going with is Slow Kill Holocaust, and then the subheadline, Proof the Government is Killing You. I mean, because these are issues where you can't find words strong enough. So that article will be up the next 30 minutes or so with the video at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody you know. And on tonight's nightly news, because Hugo Chavez is saying he thinks Latin American leaders are being given cancer on purpose, I'll go over mainstream news admitting the government put cancer viruses in vaccines. And also I pulled up some of the admissions of the CIA developing weaponized cancer. So we'll go from rumor to fact tonight on the Nightly News. For those of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and members, and then by tomorrow or Saturday it will be dispersed to everybody else, you finance this operation and the tens of millions we reach. Those of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, we couldn't do it without you. And I couldn't do it without the amazing InfoWars crew. Please pray for us. It wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for your prayers and our guardian angels. Please pray for the crew and pray that America and the rest of the world will awaken from this trance and face the evil that we're dealing with. And if you don't believe in God, at least reach out to people about this evil. But I found it's people that do have a relationship with the Creator that do tend to care. I don't know about all those fake churchgoers that are just there praising the end of the world. I get their emails. Praise God, it's getting so evil. That means the end of the world's coming soon. This is great. Yeah. Yeah, sure it is. The same groups always think it's the end of the world and never stand up and fight corruption because they want to sit there on their rumps, sucking their thumbs like some kind of ostrich creature. All right. Again, we're about to close out 2011. I'll be back live tomorrow. And I'm still debating if I'm going to be here live Sunday or not. But whatever, we'll have something special for you. Sunday, I had a new show on Christmas, and nobody seemed to care. But, all right. See you tonight, 7 o'clock. And again, Lord willing, I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Get that video out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.